And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" And Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am going to do, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him, and for this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet and had put on his robe and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example, that you also should do as I have done to you. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. And also you should love one another. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. There's a lot going on tonight. There's a lot going on, my beloved fourth and fifth graders. Mostly I'm talking to you for the next 10 minutes. Everybody else can listen in if they want to. There's washing and eating and loving and serving. There it is. Washing, eating, loving, and serving. So where shall we begin? Let's begin with the towel. So all of you have a towel. The fourth and fifth graders celebrating tonight have a towel, so find your towel. Not the grown-ups, not the brothers or sisters. This should go to the one who's celebrating tonight. Yes, hold that towel. In fact, unfold it. There we go. Now, take off one of your shoes. I don't care which one. I'm a lefty, so I'm taking off my left shoe. Oh, yeah. No sun on those feet yet. Can't wait, but you got to finish them off. If you have to untie it, that's okay. You can leave your sock on if you have a sock on, but just take one shoe off. Now, take your towel and wrap your towel around your foot. There you go. Now, as your towel is wrapped around your foot, imagine that your foot is dusty from an afternoon of playing. Maybe you've been in the sand, in the surf. How fun is that? Mud squished between your toes. And here comes Jesus, and Jesus is going to wash your foot. Jesus, of all people, washing your feet. What might you say to Jesus? "Oh, no, 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 Jesus. You don't have to clean my feet. They're dirty. They don't smell very good." Please, Jesus, no. And not at the dinner table. Besides, Jesus, you are our guest. You are Jesus, our beloved teacher, our healer. You are the Messiah, the Savior of the world. You've shown us how to be kind and gentle with each other, how to not live in fear, but hope, how to forgive one another. We should wash your feet, Jesus. But no, Jesus chooses to wash your feet. Okay, you can put your shoe back on.
good to do that.
Okay, shoe back on. Now, still hold your towel, kids. Don't let it go. Now, I heard a little bit about what happened 2 weeks ago. A lot has happened in 2 weeks, but go backwards in time. You were here. Most of you were here, or you were in a Zoom room with Tammy, yes, having conversation about what is happening tonight. Celebrating eating. Celebrating your first communion. Now, some of you might already have been taking communion. That's great. Some of you, this is going to be the first time you take communion. And that's great. You have been waiting to receive the bread and the wine or the juice. The body and blood of Jesus died and rose so that you can be forgiven of your sins and live whole in body and spirit forever. This is called living in promise. This is kind of like your promise towel. Having something to cling to every day as Christians, that's what we do when we cling to that promise. Oh, and by the way, who is a Christian? Who is a Christian? Someone who follows Jesus through the ups and downs of their life. And that includes fourth and fifth graders. Like going to school, like playing with your friends, like doing what you like to do, spending time with your family, having a whole year in pandemic and learning how to do that. Oh my goodness, that's the ups and downs of life, and you follow Jesus. That's a Christian. You do what you do as God created you. Spending time with your family and being part of this church family right here, being baptized, and now sharing in the Holy Supper in communion. Every time you come to the table, meaning coming to receive the bread and the wine, your faith, your believing in God, is strengthened by hearing the words, "The body of Christ given for you, the blood of Christ shed for you." Knowing Jesus died on the cross for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Which is what again? What are your sins? Oh, yeah. All those things. All those things that you do that hurt other people, harm other people, and sometimes harm yourself. Those things you should not do. God forgives all those things. And when you come to the table, and I think Pastor Craig maybe talked some about this when you were together. When you come to the table, you ask to be forgiven, and you are. This is the really awesome thing about God. God forgives. In fact, God cannot wait to forgive. God is all about forgiving. Mom and Dad are like, yep, better take a playbook from Jesus. No, it's okay. I raised my boys and we had to talk about forgiveness a lot. This is called grace. This is why we call what is happening tonight a celebration. And it happens every time you come to the table. Okay, towel check. Are you all still holding your towel? Oh, what? Hold your towel, my friends. You children of the world, you are the world, you know. That's why you heard that song. God so loved the world that God sent Jesus to forgive everyone. And then God gives this great command. Did you hear it in the reading tonight? Jesus told the disciples this great command that you should love one another. That was the point of the feet washing. Love. An act of love. It was why Jesus died in the first place, and because Jesus died so that all could be forgiven, why we come to the table to remind us what Jesus did for us, and we respond by what? Loving each other. I heard a rumor, because I have friends here. Tammy and Melissa tattled on all of you. Because I wasn't around 2 weeks ago. I said, what did you talk about with these kids? Well, loving and serving this towel business, how are you the world, fourth and fifth graders? This is what Tammy and Melissa told me about all of you. that you are eager to answer questions about faith. Wow. You are eager to learn about your faith. Wow. You want to volunteer to pick up garbage, to give to charity, to be nice to your siblings. Really? Yeah. Be polite, walk your neighbor's dog, give food to the food pantry, shovel snow for a neighbor, rake leaves, mow lawns, make treats. Ah, I'll sign up for that. Make meals for people, donate money, help kids who are in the hospital by sending letters. That's what you all said. That's how you would love and serve your neighbor. This is towel work, my fourth and fifth graders in Christ. This is towel work. This is loving and serving who you are tonight, getting ready to come to the table to celebrate what Jesus did for you on the cross. Last question. So what are you going to do with this towel? When you leave this place, are you going to fold it up? Oh, let's put it away. Let's put it far away. Maybe we'll put it in your faith chest or your little keepsake box. No. Do not put it away. Let's use it. Let's get it dirty. Starting tonight, when you brush your teeth and you get ready for bed, you use it. You dry off your hands. Tomorrow morning, same thing. Or put it in your gym bag. Take it with you wherever you go. Maybe on a vacation this summer. I heard from some of you over there. Maybe you can use it with your favorite hobby. Wash your bike with it. Golfing, baseball, fishing, crafts. Take it to camp. And a year from now, this towel should be in tatters. Because you've used it so much to live your life, but to love and serve your neighbors by living your life and being kind and being generous. God, loose in your life, is nudging you to serve others every day. That God is part of your everyday life, never letting you go. Washing and eating and loving and serving tonight is a celebration of all of this, of God forgiving you and calling you beloved, calling you God's own, calling you to a great command, to love and serve one another. Amen.